successful almost about the struggle that we should have given us. I'm looking at us. I'm looking at us. I'm looking at us. I'm looking at us. And ocean path, as well as that she's under the last flow. Dear Kamara, so the sweet, I am offering my innumerable obeisances. Thereafter, present all the Pirani Sanyasis, all the devotees present here. Today is the disappearance day of Pujava Shila Kiri Kumara. Disappearance day. He has ordered, Gurudev has ordered me to speak in the audience of some words to his speech. I observed that some people come and go when they come to the market. There are many people are coming and leaving. Then he replied, like Hanuman, he was
Please, बिना प्रश्न नहीं मिले रंग लाला बोलन के बाद भारत शांत होने पर भगवान महाराज मेरे चले गए
महाराज भगवान मंकी दर ऑलवेज एटिंग फूड आई विल अचीव भगवान
अनुभव सारे
I bathe on Ganga, you cannot bug the monkey. The daughter and then fish could also go bug one. The monkey is the only way to go.
He can't.
Okay, Bhagavan, just write
it.
And the cows would get Bhagavan. The cows are always the Bhagavan. Only by
saying.
Two persons can and they wanted to have Vrindavan in Mathura during Kartik. So it was planned for them. 1 month later they had to go back.
So
Gurudev actually came back, probably it was good. 1 month later, Gurudev went there, and I thought that Shri Kumara was
there. Loving!
Krishna Brahmachari, Madhava Maharaj, he had booked the trip to go to 1 month, and because Shri Krishna Maharaj told Chittigadev, now Shri Krishna Maharaj wanted to hit him very much. Don't hide somewhere, Shri Krishna Maharaj will not find you, so he hid me somewhere. One time,
the Guru Maharaj,
the Maharaj, the Guru 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 Maharaj, the Guru
Maharaj,
the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the
Guru
Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the Guru Maharaj, the
Maharaj,
Guru Maharaj and me, we were sitting on one seat. And I slept on Raghunath Prabhu, on Gopinath Prabhu, they all came there, they were saying, Ramala fell asleep on the shoulder of Raman Maharaj. Raman Maharaj told Guru Brahmacharis, don't wake him up, let him sleep on my shoulder. I was very tolerant of it, very merciful. We should have someone left for Guru
Maharaj.
Keep this asana in the home. There was a clash between Narada and Shri Krishna. There used to be an argument. Gurudev used to take the side of brother. Shri Krishna would take the side of. And they should have arguments. Nobody has the qualification to speak about Father's work. But my Garuda Gurudev should say that if everybody will think like this, then nobody will be speaking. Nobody will speak about Radha Tattva and this world will end. There is always a person who will be able to understand Radha Tattva. There are so many other speakers. One Maharaj.
Sarvam, Rovam, Dasa, Prendu, Vain, Maha, 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 Prendu, Vain, Maha
and understood this, that they used to, they should point finger at Gurudev. This is the duty of Gurudev. How one belief will increase towards his Gurudev. This is the thing of pure Vaishnava.
How?
That's why Srila Maharaj ji, describing to Srila Prabhupada how to increase faith, actually this is true that Guru Pad was what can I say? At least if my Gurudev makes me a human being, that will be better. This very much. There is moon and me, such a small dwarf. It is saint, becoming a saint is very, at least he makes a human being from an animal that I am, then my life will be complete. He has taught me how to towards Vaishnava and devotees, how to have faith towards them. We have been hearing about these things, how beautiful the kind of relationship we have with Guru Padma. He used to describe the Sarikata, the Sarikata. Really, we used to understand the real secret of our Guru. Hearing Shravan and also direct vision of the character of our Guru Padma. He used to go to Devanam Gaudiyama. And he used to come there and see that. We used to see that how I have seen myself that doing the lowest to him, Kamskam, direct. Eight limbs. Dandavat. Guru Maharaj used to say that this Narayan Maharaj is my guardian. He is this word he has used. Guardian. He has used this word. For all the responsibility of maintaining and protecting the earth, it is on me. Srila Maharaj himself also used to say, we have seen also with our own eyes how, but some dhammacharis who were very obstinate and nonsense, they should be criticized against the Gurudev. Then my Guru Padma has understood that he is criticized. They used to live in some other places now. Where they are, nobody even knows. They have fallen down. From Brahmachari, they become Brahmachari, fallen. Who will commit offense at the lotus feet of Vaishnava? They will get the result. Excuses. The expression is, Bhagavan can choose what they get from the lotus feet of the Vaishnava, they will not achieve. Some people criticize and wrote something against Gurudev. That is what my Guru Pad did. But other people still go to Bengal. I will not go to Chinchura in that city. I will not have darshan of this face of the Guru Pad until he leaves Dubai. Fell down at the lotus feet of my Guru Pad and God is very merciful, Gurudev. He is the small person and the potential. And then he said, if you have found bricks in your feet, you have to take out the thorns from the sole one feet only, not from the shoulder. You have come to offense at Maharaj's lotus feet. So, I don't believe if you say my word, you go to him, tell him to write a letter, and then only I can excuse you. He started crying in the lotus feet of Gurudev. Nithyananda Prabhu is education of Nithyananda Prabhu's professor. And I have seen all the answers with my own eyes.
वो महाराज आपने कभी साल पहले
महाराज Faith faith I have, whatever shadow of faith I have, just by desiring near Maharaji, I am very indebted to him. His love, affection, may it increase towards him. And where is Guru Ji? In whatever stage he is, I don't know. Where he is Sakhi, I don't know anything. I know only that Nara, us, non-different from my Gurudev Sri Narayan Maharaj Prasad, I pay my respect to his lotus feet, I offer my very beautifully he spoke. One who has love and affection towards somebody, for that person only you can feel separation. The gopis or Krishna, they have lot of affection towards him. That is why when Krishna goes to Mathura, their separation increases. What stages it reached, we have read in Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures. Similarly, the more one is attached to the Gurudev's lotus feet, that much separation one will feel from his separation, from this separation. Raghunath Das Goswami in his heart, Rup Goswami, towards Rup Goswami, Sarup Damodar, Rup Goswami would live, what will happen to him? In what condition he would be? Giriraj Govardhan seems like a python. All the that it seems like empty to him. And Radha Kund and Shyam Kund, just like the mouth of tigers, very ferocious. It is being described by him. That is why the affection that you have towards Gurudev's lotus feet, how much you have affection towards him, that much he will have separation towards Gurudev. And who will have separation in Gurudev? You must understand, he is very high on the stages of bhakti, and soon he will go to Radha and Krishna's lotus feet. Without Gurudev's mercy, it's not possible. Now I am requesting Pujavaj. More than 60 years I used to reside with Pujavaj Ravan Maharaj and Pujavaj Nakil Vikram Maharaj. In different ways, we had relationships in so many different ways. We had a situation where we observed and saw each other very carefully, how serving Gurudev so closely. I saw all these things. Raman Maharaj is ready to give up his life for his Gurudev. I have seen all these things. Guru Maharaji, Raman Maharaji, Guru Maharaji used to consider that I am indebted to Pujavaj Ravaman Goswami Maharaj because of his service. Why? When he is falling sick, or Guru Maharaj started crying when he went somewhere, some other place. A Guru, when he is crying for his disciple, you must understand what kind of affection he has towards this disciple. I have seen Srila Tiru Vikram Maharaj. Maharaji, they would never give us any responsibility. If something was, something very responsible work, he would give to Sri Vikram Maharaj. And he would not take it so easily also. He would argue questions, he would ask, then what he would take, what he would accept, he would complete it. That is why he used to think about Ram Maharaj that he is a child, he cannot do anything. But towards Sri Vikram Maharaj, he had more faith. I have seen such things, such relations. More I have observed when Pujapal Srila Vaman Maharaj for serving Gurudev, what he has not done. If somebody wants to perform bhajan towards Gurudev, that he should learn from Vaman Maharaj's life. Unless until he has such nishtha, one cannot perform bhajan. That is why for 60 years I resided, I had the fortune. How many days you remain with him? Very few years, and not very closely also. He is asking Pujavaj Vaman Goswami Maharaj. And I, like a friend, had the opportunity. Our life was our life was so mixed together. We were like two bodies, one soul. I have seen some of my Gurudev's character in my god brother Pooja Bhashila Vaman Maharaj. Wherever Gurudev used to go for preaching, there Shri Vikram Maharaj, me and Vaman Maharaj, and Vaman Maharaj and me, we used to go. I used to think that I am never second in running. I used to be a good athlete. And Vaman Maharaj, he used to walk so much. But when Guru Maharaj ji in Medipur Mart, when he used to walk, then both of us used to remain behind. We were not able to walk with them. So swiftly used to walk. That time I used to work in the kitchen. Vaman Maharaj ji and always other services he used to take. I used to even clean the pots in those days. I used to write sometimes, so many things, services we used to do. After that, when he was, Sri Vikram Maharaj ji used to go. After Vaman Maharaj was given some other responsibilities, we learned so many lessons from both of them. They are my Shiksha Gurus, both of them. What can I tell about their glorious characters? I am always indebted to them. I can never become free of their debt. Now, in short,
when I came that time, I also went. But John Gurudev would walk very fast, and Sri Balaji could also walk. But when Sri Balaji came to meet him, that time he would walk so fast in his ability he could not keep up. Gurudev said, I took all the services of cooking and writing. Then back to Sri Balaji to perform other personal services like washing cloth and washing pots. But when Sri Balaji was in charge of the press department, that time Sri Chukumar took his place and also went preaching everywhere with him. They were weird and I received so many teachings from them, so much shiksha. I cannot repay them. I am deeply indebted to them. Om Premananda Ji.
At the time of Navadip Dhampari, there used to be thousands of people. Guru Maharaj Ji, we meet Guru Maharaj Ji, everybody used to come. And everybody used to meet and he used to just keep speaking with them. Guru Maharaj Ji, with a paper and pen in his hand, he used to always be near him. We speak something. We cannot be pronouncing Dev unless and until we speak something. Okay, take a pen, Gurudev would say. And he would say something. No book, nothing he said. He would just keep speaking fluently, and Naman Maharaj would write. And Guru Maharaj and Naman Maharaj, whatever he is writing, there is no need of correction. We are writing. Corrections have to be done. Editing. It's editing. But the way he was writing, no correction was needed. And in the morning, they used to give to offer donor thing there. Like this, we used to make this patrika. I have seen the English.
Appropriate. Today,
everyone of us, our Hari Govind Vaishnav, this festival of separation, of remembrance and separation. I'm going to discuss the transcendental character of the Gurudev. It's a good fortune of hearing. I have had the good fortune of hearing from the Sun. I am most fortunate among most fortunate people. The transcendental character of Gurudev. I'm a very fallen and different person, and I'm going to describe the transcendental character of Gurudev. But by the mercy of Gurudev, I shall try to remember, and I shall offer my flower heart, flower like heart at his lotus feet. These Goridajan are very exalted souls who have come to distribute not only this teaching. Because the transcendental character of my Gurudev from different devotees, all these scriptures, it is not one of the great qualities of Gurudev. Said that Ramayana, Mahabharata and Vedas, Prana, Agam, Nigam, Upanishad, Vedas, everywhere it is declared, in the beginning and the middle and the end, Hari is glorified. How your day will pass is understood by how your morning is spent. If there is some bad omen in the morning, you will understand that all your day will be bad. In this day, Puranas, that actually our Gurudev, he served Vaishnavs, appearing with body. Such toilets and such menial services also used to perform. So, at the point of here, one story. Mahavishnu personified himself. When in, I was in the sixth his disciples ordered me that Devi, don't come on God Purnima, because many people are taking pictures. Okay, when I went to pay my obeisances, his evening, that evening, that time, the disciple, Didi, why did not
come?
I asked, there, three times he was remembering calling out your name. What can be glorious for me? I thought, he is mine and I am his. I am still have a fear towards my Guru Vidvashila, but in front of my Vidvashila Vamanu Samyara, I used to open up my heart and I have much more easy relationship with him. When I used to live in Jaipur again some days, I had gone there for maybe 15 minutes, half an hour. He did not take away his vision from me. He just kept showering his looking glance on me and I just kept crying. Janardhan Mahārāja was standing there. Please speak Bhagavatam to her. But she has done this. What should I
do? Gurudev,
this order was given. I had come to do research on Bhagavat.
And
you cannot understand. I am trying for that.
I am
the desire and mercy of my Guru.
My Guru
my glory merciful glance and also mercy which is sovereign. There was a teacher standing there and what is
Vajasthani?
What is Vajasthani? His mercy, I get answer that and he's very happy. And when he just I remember glance and glance. I still see
him observing me.
How will I get that? I don't know. Every
Uncultured
person sitting there What is the use of this thing? One individual gentleman who was there, he said, Sri Maharaj Ji gave a jar of currency notes. See, by bhakti you get this. He just kept on showing this jar of notes. So, like this, working, was, he used this to discuss.
Shri Guru Tattva.
Shri Guru Tattva can be experienced in this form, not able to express the words. As Vaitrava Parishad, Bhagavan has manifested similarly. Guru also sends Guru Var to this world.
Guru Krishna,
without Krishna, so there is no Guru.
Jab Bhagavan Goswami Maharaj,
I have so many fond memories of them. By expressing my heart to tremble. I love Gurudev, I request again and again at the Goddess feet to this. Please give your mercy to this. Otherwise, this life is like a murder. Please accept me at your feet. Please give me shelter. Very nice. Guru has appreciated that. Now, from Tanchura, Sachi Babu, he will offer his Sampushpanjali. Bengali, I'm hearing on this, and I'm speaking. It is going on internet all over the world. To one devotee's home. I went there also, and I had one small book, a
notebook. A
lot of things are in that notebook. I have heard that I have one doubt I cannot understand. That whatever we do,
from all obstacles in spiritual life.
Krishna,
Mr.
in the guidance of the Guru Raja, then all the suffering will be
automatically.
Always remain intent about following the perfection of time and their instruction. It should always be ready to If you want to be independent, if you don't want to follow the instructions, that's a big obstacle for progress in spiritual life. Only after the instruction is said, to follow the Vaishnavas in separation or in meeting. If there is no meeting, there is no separation. You cannot experience separation unless there is meeting. I have no qualification to speak about Gurudev. He was so merciful to me. The life of my soul. Oh, what will you prepare for me? Will you prepare some sweets for me when I come to your house? If you ask me, I don't want anything else. I said, yes, of course, I will prepare sweets for you. Oh, Gurudev, I cannot speak anymore. Please excuse me. Feeling so much pain and separation from you, Gurudev.
Especially
Vaman Maharaj's disciples, There are no people who have any affection towards Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj. Slowly, Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj's disciples, they have slowly come to me. I'm very happy today. I'm very happy that all of you are present here today. Very happy. The way they are respecting, the way they have spoken such glorious, they have taken away their Guru Parampara, they have broken the Guru Parampara, not even keeping the proper photographs of the Guru Parampara. And this Pujavashila Vaman Maharaj, he respected their. Amar Parampara is perfect. Guru Maharaj, Vaman Maharaj, and then my Parampara. This is Parampara, Guru Parampara. All the world, all the devotees, every home. Karatak Maharaj, therefore, at our place, this, our pastimes, what I did to Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj, as much Harikatha is going on, there in Gaudiya Samiti, everything is spoiled. We'll always follow the Guru and Vaishnava. Always consider that Gurudev and Shiksha Guru are engaged in bhajan. They are non-different. I've seen that and very pleased that all of you are advancing in bhakti. I'm very pleased with them. After all, so many devotees have come to us. There are so many devotees. We should go to Siligur again. Gurudev saying, yes, I will. I will go to Siligur after I visit Parikram. If you go to Siligur in Bangalore, many people will come next year. Much, much more. I will also go, Gurudev said. Certainly go to Siligur after I visit Parikram. 40 devotees, together we will go. And 5 or 6 days, I will reside in Sri Guli. Guwahati also, and Shillong also, I will go these places. I have no time, but thereafter, Uma Didi. Uma Didi, let us speak. He is refusing, but Gurudev is forcing her. From childhood, taken Harinam, Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj, she is residing here, that, oh, she has left Gurudev and residing here, Maharaj. They disrespect her. Pugvashila Vaman Maharaj, right till the end of his life, he used to have so much affection and attachment towards her. I just now heard that the lips of Guru and Vaishnavas. So they told, unless there is meeting, there can be no separation. Unless there is meeting, how can separation occur? Separation cannot come. Why you leave the microphone? Gurudev is saying. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has described, unless we have relationship with Gurudev, until we have relationship, how can we express? Till that time we cannot feel any separation. I never had relationship with Gurudev. I could not accept Gurudev in my heart. I never had any relationship with him. He has. How can I have relationship with him? In order to purify my heart, I will speak of some pastimes of my Gurudev with my tongue. Gurudev has so many characteristics. Gurudev has so much affection for Udvashila Gurudev. When she comes to Vrindavan, she should come to Vrindavan or Mathura. And when anyone is going to Vrindavan, I don't know. Swamiji means, whenever he will tell me, means he wants to speak about Gurudev, whenever he will give me permission, I'll go to Vrindavan. Only then. We should give so much respect to our Gurudev and Pujavashila Tivikram Swami Maharaj. He has so much affection for his disciples. He began to weep loudly. One time, one disciple of Pujavashila Bhavanu Saraj, Sundara left the world. That time, Pujavashila Bhavanu Saraj had to speak about his disciple, so he began to weep loudly in separation of his disciple, and he would not honor the food or water offered to him in that place. He, I gave the food in the hand of the servant. For 2-3 days, he told, "Oh, Madidi, I have received so much distress. I am so distressed." Because Prabhu went to South India, and he had that time. Could stay here, do not come with me in South India. Then the Pandit fell down unconscious and said, "You cannot come to South India or Vrindavan." Maharaj, so that
I'm because all the devotees would always become sick, and Maharaj would always, every afternoon, he would give all the devotees different types of medicines. So one time Srila Maharaj used to say to me, "You know my main seva? My main seva is thinking. I have to think the whole without sleeping, because if without sleeping, no one is thinking. Therefore, I have to think for the whole without sleeping." So one thing I especially noticed about Srila Maharaj, even though Vaishnava is most exalted, still they always consider themselves to be the most insignificant. And we are the complete opposite. Even though we really are insignificant, we consider ourselves to be the topmost. There was Srila Maharaj, even though he was, I cannot really at all comment about Srila Maharaj's bhajan on his eternal life, because he always kept himself very, very covered. In fact, it appears that Maharaj used to act in such a way that everyone would think that he was completely opposed to like intimate topics and the service of Radha Krishna. Therefore, he was always very strict. It was very wonderful when Gurudev and Sudhakar Maharaj would come on Parikram and they would discuss so many things. But even though Sudhakar Maharaj always used to appear to be very disinterested in Gurudev and Parikram, in fact, he knew how high Gurudev would speak and how nice would Gurudev having it up, that much still Srila Maharaj would appear to fall asleep. That much he would have disinterested. So especially Srila Srila Maharaj was responsible for the high class of having it up we used to hear on Parikram. I remember one time in another week, then Srila Maharaj, Srila Maharaj, Srila Srila Maharaj were speaking together. Then Srila Maharaj began Srila Srila Maharaj the mic to speak the first day of Parikram. Then Srila Chivikamai said, "I have one question. If Radharani is the top note, then why Krishna leaves her and goes to Chandravam?" Because that was the end of Chivikamai's Harikatha. I remember Srila Bhavanai was. Then you have spent 7 days in that
Thank you.
Very, very district and are beyond the Nazis. We are like ourselves. But he was real to very, very strict. We would have said, he would never criticize you behind your back. Anything he wanted to say, he said directly. As I remember one time, one husband and wife changed. Then Maharaj immediately asked the husband, hey, you're having like sexual relations with us? Then the man was shocked, yeah. Then Maharaj wrote, get out of my room. Get out of here. You are completely opposite. You are coming here to do parikram to enjoy. You have not come to serve. Then Maharaj abused him, abused him, abused him, and he left. Then Sri Sri Maharaj was very happy. He said, you know who that man was? No Maharaj. He is a multi-millionaire. Said, because I do not need 1 rupee from him, I speak as a wife. And he said, Chandra Maharaj, do you like that? So, for some reason, okay, I don't want to get into too much trouble. I said one example. Sometimes you cannot understand Gurudev. Because some of our judges and the reason we serve Gurudev is we take his mantra from him. But the reason we serve Sishu, we are not taking mantra from him, we serve the other pure love. Therefore, sometimes we cannot understand Dikshaguru is Mahabhagavan, and we are like Krishna Adhikari. There were sometimes Gurudev may act or speak in such a way that we cannot understand. That's why we should take shelter of the Vaishnavas. So the Gurudev always says, serve Guru under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, otherwise you cannot be successful. For example, I think, oh, I can do Gurudev service better than Pujapat Madhavan. Is it possible? Impossible. Then we should always do service to Guru under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, otherwise we only become proud, false ego. I want to tell one more story and then I'll finish here. After parikram in Devananda Gaudiya Math, then Maharaj could go back to his Bhagavad Guruji in Rukhri. That's another story. So Maharaj had many, many things, special business blankets, they had many spy holes, these umbrellas. And he said, I said, Maharaj, what are you leaving? He said, I am going tomorrow. How? By train. And I said, no, I will go by taxi. Then one devotee was asking, can I come with you? I told him, no, I should not be selfish, okay. Then that devotee went to Gurudev and gave pranam. So Gurudev said, where are you going? I'm going, Gurudev, where are you going? I'm going with Ratna, to Kujapat Sri Kamaraj's Bhagavad Guruji. And Gurudev was very angry, shouting, call Ratna here. That time the devotee, he was shaking, he said, Gurudev wants to see you, he is not happy. And I was also began shaking. Then I went in the room, and Gurudev was, oh, you are so independent, you never do anything under my guidance, and you should go somewhere else and take Krishna. Very strong words. And I was like shaking. I thought I would leave my body. And I went into Sri Kumaraj, and he told me I was completely white like a ghost and shaking. And Sri Kumaraj laughed. He goes, oh, does that mean permission was not given? I said, Maharaj, this is no joke. Gurudev said he would reject me. I can go anywhere else and take teacher from any other Gaudiya Math. And Sri Maharaj began laughing. I said, don't worry. This is like Rukmini and Krishna. Krishna said to Rukmini, oh Rukmini, I'm not sure we should go somewhere else and marry. And Sri Maharaj just laughed. And he said, yeah, well, let's go. So Gurudev said, the Gurudev was just asking me, I said, the Gurudev was chastising Chandra. I said, Gurudev, I already gave my word, I promise. I can take my promise back. And Gurudev said, okay, you can go, but don't stay more than 5 minutes. So when Maharaj and Bhagavan would be every day there, 3 days. Then the Gurudev would come to Kinshura, then Sri Sri Kumaraj laughed. He said, hey, let's go, 5 minutes is almost up. That time, there was Kinshura going up. So something had happened with one brahmachari there, some disturbance, they wanted to kick him out. So Sri Sri Kumaraj said, if you kick him out, then I will also go. And I said, okay, you also can go. Kumaraj moved out and was doing bhajan by himself. So I remember that last time we went there to Sri Sri Kumaraj. Then Maharaj went in his room and he was collecting some old things full of shoes, junk, hair, everything. Then Maharaj was collecting and he still wants a small bag. Then he turned to me and said, he was looking when is the auspicious time to go, because it's astrological. And he said to me, and she should have gone, I am here 60 years. Everything you see here, I built. 60 years I served in mud. And now they are beating me up. And he laughed. Oh, well. He said, the father died and the son's in joy. That's good. So unattached. They were clearly also so unattached. They have undergone about so many 24 temples, so many brahmacharis. Right? They could have also walked out with nothing. So, this is so many instructions for us. But I said, we can go there. But I'm also unfortunate. I'm not remembering Maharaj very much. Even though he gave me so much affection, I'm not catching. They were great enough to be there right now. My heart can have a small place for them. Because Guru Vaishnava, Rati Namboide Ama, unless we have affection for Gurudev and Vaishnava, then Giru Kasipa Pali and Muni Vaishnava. After the fallen first, the chief of service of Gandhar and Kirihari, and then we have our hearts in a small place for Gurudev and Vaishnava. Therefore, today we pray for Giru Sri Bhavaraj and Sri Chiru Maharaj. They can always keep their merciful glance upon us, protect us from our own faults and anathas, and we may slowly, under the guidance of Gurudev, strengthen our bhakti.
Yes, respected. I told him, Maharaj. Mother and father, you have to respect your mother and father. If you don't understand this, Prabhupada said, mother and father, if they come and they have nice with me, one time mother or father, Prabhupada, when they came, he behaved very rudely, and then Gurudev told him, If I behave very nicely with them, they will all, time and again, they will come here and disturb my bhajan. He was a very good cook, actually. He would wear a cloth always, which would be above his knees, and he would cook nicely in the Annakut Festival. He used to cook nicely himself, and also distribute himself. He was a very expert cook. Many, many good qualities, of course, he had. Raghura, Namachari.
I never know the Sakuga. The Reta of Kiki Sakuga. my rule. I don't know, and I heard he didn't move up. And he went, yeah, who are you? I don't know, I think I'm very happy. I guess what kind of mother I am doing, What are you doing? Or do you want to call me to your rule? Subhanallah! That is other. That's the thing. Subhanallah, he's anything. But he never came on the
Sometimes Gurudev used to come in Mathura. Then He used to perform his full Brajmandal Parikrama. One time, performing a Parikrama in Barsana, when we Radha Kund and Govardhan came, around it was 9 o'clock. That time, Radha and Vrindavan in the middle, there were some village was there, it was very amavasya and very dark night. That time, there is no control in the car. The driver said, what to do? Now the car can't move any further. Around 7 miles, 8 kilometers, we are right in the middle, 7 meters. Mathura, 7 meters. Govardhan. So now what we should do, we were wondering. We saw that a child is coming and he is asking, Baba, what happened? We don't have control in the car. Now we will go, we have to go to Mathura. No problem, Baba. Just nearby, you can come with us. We went. We followed him nearby. And one person was there. He gave us a can full of petrol. Even in such difficult times, I was with him in those days. I experienced that, Gurudev. Because Gurudev was there, that is why that small child he came. Otherwise, we were in a very difficult situation that day. Sometimes Bhagavan is merciful and he wants to help his devotee. His character is divine and he is a liberated soul. I offer my respects, my Shiksha Guru Maharaji's lotus feet. I offer my innumerable obeisances at his lotus feet and rest my speech. Please always be, let him be merciful on me, always. Let him cover his mercy. I am unqualified. Although I am not qualified to receive his mercy, but still I beg his mercy. I stop my speech. I don't have the strength to continue my prayer. Hare Krishna, one second. When his train starts, it's difficult to stop. Anyway, I'm putting in the speaker finally. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today, it's a day of our great fortune that Shila Adhigarna Shila Gurudev, we have Nikala Prishna of Asura Sakshi Shila Vakira Shila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. His appearance, disappearance day, we have observed. You just now, through the mouth of the disciples, you from different points of view, you have their power about their moods and qualities. What nishtha they have, you can understand from this speech what deep attachment, what love, affection they have towards the Guru. You can understand from the words spoken by them. His blessings, his darshan, his love, they are not able to describe. When they are speaking, their tears flowing from their arms, and their throats are choked. You can understand what Guru Dev is that, and what disciples are that. What deep relationship they have with each other. We can spend our tears for the material sense objects and material relationship, but to spend your tears for Gurudev, something not ordinary. Guru Padma used to say, our relationship with the devotee is saying much, and with Gurudev, this is an eternal relationship. This is not for a day or two. That's why it's not the day, Janma Janma, Guru saying. Or, actually, Guru Padma is eternal. Unless we do not cross the sensible ocean of birth and death again and again, he will come, and by his association, he will take us to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Hari Sata is Anand, and Hari himself is Anand. From various points of view, you have had the way Bhagavan's characteristics and glories are so surmountable, and you can understand the glories of his devotees are also unlimited. That is why in his life there were so many of nice instructions. You heard, first of all, he gave this instruction that Prabhupada had given his name Sajjan Seva. Sajjan Seva means not only a servant, he means Sajjan means a gentleman or a proper servant. In the Narad character and his character seem to be similar, like Narad is saying to Vyas Devi, Vyas says, and like whatever. How come you became a rasik, such a rasik and such a high rank? Somebody serves the Gurudev, he has not to read any scriptures separately. We see in the lives of Sikh Maharaj, Man Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj, see in their lives, their life is full of service. All their life, what they are doing, only serving. And of course their words are being heard by all over the world. Why? Because they have considered the one service to be their life and soul. That is why this Brahma Gyan, this Bhagavad Gyan, this is the knowledge of Bhagavan. Bhagavan, he is saying, when my mercy, I want to give this to someone, then only he can achieve this. But how to get this thing? When Bhagavan becomes satisfied by this service, when he wants to get, then that person can accept. By his intelligence, by his power, he cannot achieve this. By his Raman Maharaj's life is a perfect example of this. He became first in his class. One time he gave exam in his school and he came first in his class. He was called Sajjan Seva. Listen, you have failed in the class. You have failed. He said, Gurudev, by your mercy, I can never fail, Gurudev. And he said, how you are telling me this, that you cannot fail? Gurudev, it is the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, I am serving them all day. By their mercy, how can I fail? And he patted him on the back. You have come first in the class, my dear. That's why, right from childhood, you heard also that in service, Gurudev was so satisfied. It was said one time that Gurudev and the committee, all those who were serving, if you keep them, you measure them together, and if you take the measure of the Ramana Goswami Maharaj service, you will see that his scale is higher, his scale is heavier. when he was told to serve in the printing press, all day and night he used to print so many books to the printing press. What all the some devotees used to tell him that, what all the, you don't have to preach all the day and night, you have to work in the printing press. And then he took sannyas. When he went and preached all over, and you know the effect of his preaching, all the villages, how he worked so hard and he preached. He has worked as Vidang, one as ordinary Vidang, one as Vidhat Vidang, printing press, and one Jivan Vidang. As a living Vidang, as a sannyasi, he observed and preached all over Bengal and all over India. He full his life was complete of service, so much he was at Guru Nishtha. One time he asked one question in front of all the devotees, Gurudeva, how can we satisfy Bhagavan? How can we get bhakti? Other devotees answered in different ways. They defined bhakti in different ways. Anavishasanayam, Gyanam, Karma, Janavidam. There is that, Anagulayam, Krishnakul. Different slots as the devotees quoted. Now, when he was asked, what is the easiest way to achieve bhakti? How to satisfy Bhagavan? When he got the chance, then he stood up and said, I don't remember this slope, but this slope. Through this slope, he said, I know only this much, that how to satisfy my Guru. We have not seen Bhagavan. That is why, if we are seeing only our Gurudev, if by our service Gurudev becomes satisfied, you must understand that Bhagavan, bhakti, everything, knowledge, everything you have attained, this is the eternal truth. So these three Gaudiya-Vedanta, these three main pillars of Gaudiya-Vedanta, they were said to be as Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. Brahma is said to be Bhaktivedanta Srila Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Brahma's work is creation. Mahesh, who is Shankarji? Pujava Srila Srila Maharaj is Shankarji. You have heard something now that how he had such strong speech and how he used to cut all Narasas by his very tough tongue. And Vishnu, they used to say, to be our Gurudev. It's very easy to create, very easy to destroy, but to maintain, that is not simple, that's not so easy. That is why you have heard that Vaman Goswami Maharaj is giving birth to children, but cleaning their stool and urine, and to who Srila Maharaj or Gurudev, he is protecting, maintaining them. There is a very special quality in our Gurudev, that people generally take care of their disciples. They will always take the side of their disciples. But Maharaji has this very special quality that he only sees his disciples, like Srila Jiva Goswami, Srinivas, Shyamananda Prabhupada, they used to remain with him, these three Srinivas, that how they were maintained by him. Similarly, near our Maharaji also, all the different disciples from different Gurudevs, you will see that Srinivas Vaman Goswami Maharaj, disciples are near him. Not only this, me and Bhaktivedanta Suri Goswami Maharaj, the Swami Maharaj disciples, all the disciples of other mutt, they come to Gurudev and they are being maintained by him. Because he is Narayan. Narayan, what it means? Nar means jeev, Ayan means who is shelter. Means all the jivas where they take shelter. Nar means nectar. Ayan also means the personification of all these ras is Nar means jnana. All the knowledge means ashra. All the knowledge that there is, the shelter of all this jnana. That's why his name Gurudev was given it. His name is quite similar to the task that he performed. You can see there is no example. And when anybody who is going, I'm saying that I feel that when I come to Gurudev, he loves me the most. And everybody is feeling that he loves me the most. He does not love me, love anybody else as much as he loves. This is the very special quality of our Gurudev. That's why he is maintainer. The name that he has been given is absolutely true to his name. That is why sometimes one is said to be Nityananda Prabhu, one is said to be Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Sri Vasala Vamana. Nityananda Prabhu work has been given to Srila Gurudev, his guardian secretary. Nityananda Prabhu's task is, he is attracting the jivas and giving them Nitya Anand, eternal bliss. So, just like Gurudev, he cleans all the jivas, corrects him, and then he offers him at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Similarly, he gives them shelter, and he purifies them, and then he gives them to Sri Vasala Vamana Goswami Maharaj. So, and his life, so astonishing facts are available in his life. Sometimes, in Janakpuri one time, there, that Tota Gopinath, where the deity was being established, he gave him about Sri Vasala Vamana Goswami Maharaj, saying that he went to this place, then he came in his dream, Tota Gopinath, that, oh, I am wearing such old clothes, I want some new clothes. That time he went in the market, and he said, give me the old clothes, and he made some clothes stitched for him, and he really saw that the clothes were torn. Sometimes the rice were burnt. He would come in his dream, that, oh, I was served today burnt rice. And the shishya vatsala, the affection towards his disciples, Madhudidi was saying, he used to maintain so many of his householder devotees, disciples. Sometimes he went in his disciples' home. He is a very poor disciple. When he saw that Gurudev to come, oh, I need a nice place for him. So he arranged a very nice home for him. He said, I have arranged for you a separate room for you. Then he said, why? You don't consider me to be a father. You are not my son. I will not go in anybody's home. I want to live in your home, Gurudev. My house doesn't have any toilet facilities. Do not worry. You just make a fence of a sack and I will use that as toilet. He remained in his home. Shishya Vatsala, the affection attachment towards his disciples. Sanat Kamanika Shishya means these three things. Sanat means money, wealth. Never he went to the bank. He said, my pocket is my bank, whatever is there, that is enough. Wherever money used to go, whatever problem he used to get, he used to keep that in Thakur's seva, in the deity's seva, and he used to leave. Yes, this is my bank, everything. Why? Because he knows. And it's intention of Vijayan, Hari Vasudev. He had strong faith. Nanakamani, all the ladies he used to call mother, from child to big, and Pratishtha, you know, prestige, this such big Gaudiya Vaidya Swami Sri Acharya he was. Maharaj is my guardian, this is not ordinary, everything he is capable of doing anything, but still he is living, he is depending on others, the other, which is not something ordinary. At the time of his celebration of his parents' puja, his birthday, he would always used to vanish. Nobody would tell anything and he would disappear. Where he is, nobody even would understand. Never he used to observe his parents' puja. That's why by the exemplary, what time he was getting up, what time he was sleeping, the very servants who used to live near him, they could not understand when he slept, when he got up. You can see by his exemplary life that he has maintained the very high standards of a pure devotee. Now, this is, we have darshan of such a great soul. This is not something ordinary. We take the shelter of his lotus feet. We are very fortunate that at least in this such, we cannot, we are totally unqualified. But we have had darshan of such a Vaishnava, we have achieved their association somewhat. That's why we consider our life to be greatly, greatly fortunate. Please let him be merciful on us and give us his shelter. One struggle better over. In the end, Shri Madhav Maharaj Ji, he said some glorifications about, he has written a very beautiful poetry on Pujavachala Vaman Goswami Maharaj's glorification. He will read it himself and you will be able to hear from himself. From he himself will speak this, what he has written. Pujavachala Madhav Maharaj.
जय जय गुरुदेव आदिक शोभा नवदीप नवपने भक्त मनोलोभा सेना कवि सुनिचर मुक्ति मतयति गौरी कविधा शिवामन ज्योति शिवरंग विपदाते उपगौरवाणी वैष्णवे सेवा करते सुनि गुणवाणी रूपांग हरतव जलसंत धार हरत केतव खरा हरत कुमार यमुना हेमनंदी सियान सुंदर
meaning is Navadeep, which is not different from Navadeep. His auntie is from Navadeep. And the devotees, when they are seeing this, they are becoming greedy. Guru Maharaj Ji, how was he? He was just like Sri Mahaprabhu has described in another Vishnu chain. He was the personification of this shloka of Mahaprabhu. And dictionary of Gaudiya. Whatever was asked for him, he immediately used to answer without consulting any book. We are offering for his arati, dhoop and lamps. The pujari is offering his worship. What is the lamp? This is Vedanta. Vedanta means to follow the instructions. The instructions of the Veda are his lamp. And Gauravani, Mahaprabhu said, when Sakti Vichar, when it is Sakti Vichar, Sakti Vichar, Bhaktino Thakur said, this is Sakti Vichar and Rasa Vichar. Our worshipable is Vrindam and Shri Krishna, and these are the intrinsics offered to him. We have to learn from him the service of Vaishnava. A mind is said to be a mind only if there is a lot of that something is available just to get used from that. So he is a mind of all good qualities. So Rupa Goswami passed, the way they used to chant their names, Krishna Mara crowns every day. Such were his high, exalted, glorious character. Prasanna Prabhuji just now said that although it is remaining, staying with, residing with everybody, but still he used to have his own individual sadhana and he would never leave that sadhana. This is his life and soul too. Prabhupada's disciple procession is his life and soul, and he has glorified this disciple procession of Prabhupada. He also had a very beautiful body, and His complexion was like the molten gold. He was never used to be angry. Always you would see him smiling. He had an always slight smile at his lips. Who is playing this mridang? This mridang is being played by Sundarana Prabhu, who was Gurudev Swamiji earlier. Gurumai later on sent him to Pujavashila, my Gurudev. Shratil Samaraj, Gopikant Prabhu, who is Janardhan Maharaj. Premanand Prabhu, he is the ideal in service. Harijan Maharaj, whose present name is Haritak Maharaj, Govind Maharaj, with their sweet voice, the Krishnadas of Krishna chanting. He also has gone on Parikram business. He is performing the Kirtan. Krishna's second meaning is that who has this ego of being a servant of Krishna. And all those names which have Krishna, Amal Krishna, Amal Krishna, all these names, all these disciples, and who is for his mercy of the Lord's feet, Madhav is not a disciple, real true disciple. Paratak, one Maharaj, they are all offering, and Madhav's name also has been mentioned here. Tomorrow, our Shiksha Guru, Akalila Pravishta Om Shabad Paramhans Prajagatra Ashtadrachat Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Srila Swami Maharaj, disappearance day is being celebrated.
Separation day of first Pujya Pad by Shiksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Tomorrow we will give postmaster in his own state, all his delights and others.
So many devotees requested for darshan. So day after tomorrow, 10 AM, darshan lines for Russian devotees. So biggest group in our parikrama this time, Russian devotees. So Russian devotees darshan will be day after tomorrow, 10 AM. And I'm going to ask you for any other also. This is another request where TNG Park, Ekado Vijay. In this week, I'm going to have a company in a good time. So, I'm going to have a company in a good time. I'm going to have a company in a good time. I'm going to have a company in a good time. So, there are some more of the company in a good time.
I'm going to go to the next one. Hare Krishna.